Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Welcome to the Flight by Yingling Chicago Blackhawks radio postgame show. I'm your host, Charlie Romeliotis, as the Blackhawks shut out the Nashville Predators 3-0. It's the first career NHL win for Drew Commesso, and it comes in the form of a shutout. Let's head right back to Bridgestone Arena and bring in Steve Conroy to help us break down this game. Steve, you mentioned just the high danger chances and how many of those high-quality shots on goal for the Predators came from that house area. Boy, what a bounce-back performance by Drew Commesso, who got thrown into the fire last night. And bouncing back for his first win, a shutout against Nashville.
Well, I'll say, and you know, even that game last night that he lost, I'm certainly not hanging many of the goals on him. I'm sure there's one or two he would have liked to have had back. But tonight's hockey game, the team came out and they were flat. And they didn't start on time, but Drew Commesso did. And as a result, he kept them in it. And eventually the team found their legs and they started to get some looks, some opportunities. And that's what good goaltending does. I mean, it can steal you some games. I'm going to say that he stole a game here because they shouldn't have been in it early. They were outclassed early, but eventually they found their game and they got back into it and they started feeling good about themselves. And hey, listen, it wasn't just Drew Commesso. I really like Wyatt Kaiser's game tonight. Connor Murphy played well again. Kevin Korchinski, another youngster who was thrown into the fire last night against Washington, came in, had an assist tonight, had a couple of shots in the first period. I thought he played very well, too. And then some of the veterans, too. Obviously, Connor Bedard with the two assists, but Tyler Bertuzzi, strong game. Jason Dickinson, he was just an animal, a beast in the faceoff dot, and that was a real important aspect of this game, especially killing penalties. And of course the Blackhawks were perfect again tonight on the penalty kill. So special teams were special and the goaltending was outstanding, and typically when you put those two things together, you're going to win a hockey game, and that's exactly what they did. An important game, because as we mentioned a couple of times and you mentioned the pregame show, they were 1 point behind this Nashville Predator team, a Central Division foe. They have leapfrogged them. They have tied with the Anaheim Ducks right now, who last I saw were losing to the Buffalo Sabres, and now just a couple of points out of a playoff spot. I mean, who would have thunk?
Yeah, you mentioned a well-rounded victory for the Blackhawks. Obviously, they got spectacular goaltending from Drew Commesso, but it was another solid performance by the special teams. Connor Bedard with two assists. Tyler Bertuzzi with a multi-point effort. Ryan Green, unselfish play, by the way, by Tyler Bertuzzi to get that puck over to Ryan Green, knowing that he was on a 19-game goal drought, to make sure that he could feel good about himself coming off after this one as well. So just a terrific bounce back. And we mentioned how crazy last night's game against Washington was because of all the illnesses. I mean, for the Hawks to bounce back in the way that they did, like Ilya Mikheyev played in this game after not playing yesterday, but he certainly didn't look like he has the usual jump that he has. Mm-hmm. And so I imagine there were still some guys that weren't feeling 100%. Hawks in the third string goaltender, and they were able to find a way in the second of a back-to-back.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, Mikheyev seemed to get better as the game went along, but it just seemed like early he didn't have that jump. And he's one of the faster big forwards up front for the Chicago Blackhawks. I think this team realized the longer it went and after they got the lead that, hey, guys, if we can just, you know, try and clamp down defensively, we can win a hockey game here. And they tried as best they could. And, you know, without Louis Crevier, he's a big part of the defense. It's a little harder, but they did. And when they did bend and they did, you know, give up some chances, Drew Commesso was there. And that's what you need. You need everyone performing, everyone contributing. And, you know, we've said that a lot about the wins this year for the Blackhawks. It's not just the Connor Bedards or the Burakovskis. It's a group effort. And I think tonight, maybe more than any other night, it was really a group effort. It was great to see. And I'm happy for the youngster, his first ever NHL victory. Also as a shutout and against a team that, you know, had been pretty kind of hot the last 21 games, 14 wins of the last 21 games. So Nashville, one of the hotter teams in the NHL, and he did it in their own barn.
I think he becomes the fourth goaltender in Blackhawks history to have his first NHL win come as a shutout, and the first since Corey Crawford. Do you remember that goaltender? Ring a bell, Steve?
Yeah, I do. I think he's won a couple of Stanley Cups, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, only goaltender in franchise history to do so. Looking at some of the numbers, I think they took away a shot on goal, so it was a 36-save shutout for Drew Comesso, but the expected goals for Nashville in this game was 4.32. So, I mean, that's as good as it gets and kind of tells the story of how many of those chances were high quality and how strong of a performance it was for Drew Comesso, the rookie.
Yeah, so I guess, and I'm not really into the advanced analytics, so he would be expected goals saved above would be 4 point something or other, right?
Correct.
Because he gave up nine. So that what a great way to start your NHL career. I don't know what it was last night, his numbers last night against Washington, but maybe he would have liked to have had one of those goals back. But tonight, I never did get a look, but I think they hit the post. I don't know if it went off of him and then hit the post. I don't know, Charlie, if you got to see it, but it was late in this hockey game. I did hear one ring off the post, and he might have got a piece of it before it hit iron. But he was just acrobatic too. I mean, I mentioned it once. He looked like Dominic Hasek. He lost his stick two separate times, and of course, every time Dominic Hasek played, he lost his stick, and he looked like Gumby in the crease. I got a look of that from Drew Comesso tonight. He was just, lost the stick, but was very acrobatic and maybe not as, as desperate as Dominic Hasek, because he's got relatively quiet feet and he's got really good positioning. Never out of position tonight, but boy, what a performance for the 23-year-old.
And I think the fact that he was able to bounce back from the performance yesterday shows the kind of character that he has, or just it's kind of like in golfers' terms, like if you have a bogey or a double bogey, it's like, what do they do on the next hole, right? And so for a goaltender like Drew Comesso to have a tough performance last night, for him to bounce back in the way that he did, I think that's going to tell the organization a lot about his ability to compartmentalize and park the bad performance and respond in a really positive way.
Charlie, that's a really good point. I'm glad you brought that up, because you kind of forget sometimes the mental anguish that you suffer when you get called up and you figure, okay, this is my chance to try and prove myself, and you lose the hockey game. And I'm not saying that he lost that hockey game against the Washington Capitals last night. His team wasn't very good in front of him. I think he would have liked to have had one, maybe two of those goals back. It wasn't all on him. But that being said, he had an opportunity. He knew he was going to start tonight. He had 24 hours to think about it. He had to sleep on that loss last night. He had to think about the game today. And he came back, and boy, he just attacked what he had in front of him. He attacked the game plan that was basically put in front of him, and it was perfect. I mean, he started, he was aggressive, he was on his toes. His team wasn't. I mean, they were a little sleepy to start this game, and I guess it's understandable after, having a bunch of guys coming off the flu and then flying in last night. But he was just super sharp, and then his team finally got into it. And to do what he did and to have, maybe some of the thoughts creeping in about, will I get another opportunity if I don't win this hockey game? That's a lot of pressure. And he rose above that pressure and really shone. He was the brightest light out here tonight.
The Blackhawks just tweeted out a video on their social media of Comesso walking into the locker room after this one, and they all have water bottles in their hands, and they're just dumping the water on him out of excitement, and they all just pile on him. I mean, that's got to be a cool feeling, too, for Drew, that all of his teammates are just as excited as he was, I'm sure, for his first career NHL win and shutout.
Well, that tells me he's well-liked, A, in the dressing room, and B, the team realizes exactly the pressure that this youngster was under. And it was not a must-win for the Blackhawks, but kind of a must-win for Drew Comesso. I don't know if he gets another kick at the can, if he loses this hockey game. We know that Spencer Knight and Arvid Soderblom probably going to be back sooner than later. I mean, it's just the flu. We saw Ilya Mikheyev back after just missing one game. So, he realized that he wasn't going to get a bunch of other looks unless he had a strong performance tonight. And not only did he have a strong performance, he had an outstanding performance. So he'll get another look at some point. He might go back to Rockford, and that's not a knock on him. That's just the reality of NHL and NHL contracts. But boy, he came in and turned a lot of heads. And if there was any scouts watching this game and they're in need of a goaltender, and I know of at least half a dozen teams in the NHL who need goaltending, this guy might be all of a sudden on somebody's list.
You know who else had an outstanding performance is you and John. As always, you guys did a fantastic job on the broadcast, and safe travels back home to Chicago.
Charlie, right back at you, same as you, and thank you. We'll see you Monday night.
All right, that was the great Steve Conroy from Bridgestone Arena. The Blackhawks shut out the Nashville Predators 3-0 behind a 36-save shutout by Drew Commesso for his first career NHL win and his first career NHL shutout. Just a terrific bounce-back performance that he had, especially after the tough 5-1 loss to the Washington Capitals last night, where he gave up three of those five goals in the first period. Just crazy circumstances that he was in yesterday, where he probably thought he was starting in goal for the Rockford IceHogs. Then he gets a call from the Blackhawks saying they need him up for insurance to back up Spencer Knight, who was the original projected starter. And then Spencer Knight gets to the rink, and he is a late scratch because he ends up coming down with the stomach bug that a handful of guys were dealing with yesterday. And so he gets thrown right into the fire, has to make his first NHL start of the season. He did make his first start in December of 2024 in New Jersey, which in that game, by the way, if you remember, his first two periods were really, really strong, and then things kind of went totally off the rails for the entire team in the third period. So I didn't feel like that was indicative of how well that Commesso actually played in that game in his first career NHL start. And so I was glad that the Hawks went back to him tonight. They did call up Stan Berezinoi to serve as the backup because Arvid Soderblom and Spencer Knight were not available again. And so I'm glad that Commesso got the second consecutive game. Berezinoi actually started last night in Rockford as well. So whichever goaltender the Blackhawks had decided to go on to or go with tonight, they would have been playing the second game in second game in 2 days in a row. So I'm glad it was Drew Commesso just getting that opportunity to get that bad taste out of his mouth from last night. And also it kind of shows what he could be made of for the Blackhawks in the future and how mentally tough he could be. And so I thought that was just a really impressive performance by Drew Commesso, and just bouncing back in the way that he did. Got to be really encouraging for Chicago. That one thing left to decide, John Weidemann did not want to say it to jinx it, but he meant a Drew Commesso shutout, and he ends up doing so. A 36-save performance by Drew Commesso for his first career NHL win and first career NHL shutout. And this Blackhawks win is sponsored by Circa Sports Illinois. Every Blackhawks victory means a fan wins a two-night stay at Circa Resort and Casino, plus 100 more score in a $100 Circa app credit. See the Blackhawks contest page for details. So, crazy day in Chicago sports on this Saturday. The Blackhawks were in action against the Nashville Predators tonight. They pick up a 3-0 shutout victory. You got the Bears-Packers going on at Soldier Field. You have the Chicago Bulls in action. And then to add a little bit more spice to the night, Jeff Passan from ESPN tweeted out about 20 minutes ago that third baseman Alex Bregman and the Chicago Cubs are in agreement on a 5-year, $175 million contract. So just a big day all across the board for Chicago sports. The Cubs landing a really big fish via free agency. So, man, busy night. Let's see if maybe the Bears can put together a comeback. They did just score a touchdown as I'm looking up here. So the comeback Bears are back at it. We'll see if they can conclude things over there. You heard the Ryan Green empty netter. Really unselfish play there by Tyler Bertuzzi to get Ryan Green the puck, knowing how snake bitten Ryan Green has been over the last month or so. I saw on Money Puck his expected goals versus his actual goals are -4, meaning he should have 4 more goals than he does. Great to see maybe just a little bit of a weight lifted off Ryan Green's shoulders by getting the empty netter and sealing the victory for the Blackhawks. But and just a heads up play by Tyler Bertuzzi. Bertuzzi, by the way, multi-point effort, had a power play goal earlier in the game. It was his 23rd goal of the season. His career high is 30, which came with Detroit a few years ago under Blackhawks head coach Jeff Blashill, who was the head coach for the Detroit Red Wings. So there's just a real trust factor between Jeff Blashill and Tyler Bertuzzi, and that is now the 15th goal on the road this season for Bertuzzi. The other eight are obviously at home, but 15 road goals is now third in the entire NHL. Nathan MacKinnon leads all players with road goals, 18. Jason Robertson is second with 16. But how about this stat? Tyler Bertuzzi leads all players in the entire NHL in high danger goals with 20. So 20 of his 23 goals this season have come from high danger areas. I think he recently scored one a few games ago where it was like a 21-foot wrist shot, and I was like, that's got to be the furthest goal that he scored all season long, because it feels like all of them are either tap-ins or the human backboard play, or he's just getting a greasy one, a redirect. And so, man, he's been an unbelievable signing for the Blackhawks, or at least the growth that he has shown this year compared to last year, how difficult it was maybe for the entire team. But for Tyler Bertuzzi, what he has provided for this Blackhawks team has just been terrific. And he ended up finishing the game with 7 shot attempts, 3 of them on net, which was tied for the team lead. But his 7 shot attempts were the team lead. And I'm looking to see, okay, I think that was second among all skaters, because it looked like Luke Evangelista had 11 shot attempts in the game for Nashville. But I think the Tyler Bertuzzi came in second with 7 shot attempts. So just another really strong game for Tyler Bertuzzi. Bertuzzi had a 6-game point drought in right when Connor Bedard went down with an injury, with that shoulder injury from the St. Louis game. So I think he kind of struggled to, I mean, he was so used to playing with Connor Bedard on the power play, but then he had to try to find ways to create offense at 5-on-5. Even though Bertuzzi had mostly been playing with Frank Nazar, that Bedard and Bertuzzi did find themselves playing a lot with each other at even strength, and so that probably was a little bit of adjustment. But since the holiday break, Tyler Bertuzzi has been back to his normal self, and so great to see Tyler Bertuzzi. And boy, I don't know how long I've gone this long without mentioning the play of Connor Bedard. I thought he was excellent in the game yesterday against the Washington Capitol. Well, excellent might be a strong word, but I thought he showed zero rust in that game. He had 4 shots on goal, 3 of them in the first period. But in this game, I thought he was really noticeable and good. 2 primary assists. The setup on the Tyler Bertuzzi goal on the power play was just an absolute thing of beauty. And then him finding Nick Lardis on the second goal, it was Lardis's 4th goal of the season, was also really pretty. And so Connor Bedard, I don't know how many of his assists this year have been primary, but it is a lot. He's not lucking into secondary assists. A lot of his points this year, obviously goals, but his assists this year have been primary assists. So I thought Connor Bedard was really noticeable in this game, and it's great to have him back in the lineup because he clearly helps elevate this Blackhawks roster. The Hawks were 0-4-0 and second of back-to-backs, being outscored 27-7 in those previous 4 games. But since then, the Hawks are now 2-0 in second of back-to-backs after picking up a 3-2 victory over Vegas last Sunday and 3-0 against Nashville tonight. Time now to get to tonight's Ice Times, sponsored by Rogers & Hollins, the most trusted jewelry store in America for more than 115 years. It was Artem Levchinov leading the way yet again for the Blackhawks. 23 minutes and 32 seconds of ice time for Chicago. Or for him, for Chicago. Connor Murphy, second on the team at 21:01. Murphy stepping up in the absence of Louis Crevier, because Crevier has missed the last 2 games with an illness. So great to see Connor Murphy. And then Connor Bedard also logged north of 20 minutes of ice time at 20:54. All right, let's hear what the number one star of the game, Drew Commesso, had to say after his 36 save performance for his first NHL career shutout and win.
Thoughts on the first career shutout?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'll remember his first career win more, honestly. It was just like a big win for the team, and especially after a game last night where I don't think any of us were happy with how it went, how we played, and for us to respond like that, and really just timely goals, like Nick getting that big second goal was huge, and us surviving a long shift there at the end, yeah, it was just a total team effort.
1-0 late, and a couple of high-scoring career goal guys on Nashville's roster that make it a little bit more special for you. You did get the insurance goals, but that tight going into the third.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I think I'll always remember playing against Stamkos. I still remember, you know, playing as him in NHL 14, I think, as a kid, and just really cool. But yeah, I'm just really happy to celebrate with such a great group of guys. I mean, these guys are my best friends, and I'm just so happy we're able to win.
And the bags were all coming out with water all over them. Did you get a shower after you came back in?
A little shower. Felt really nice.
Just a crazy 48 hours for you and for the team. What does it mean to you?
It's everything. Yeah, I'm so blessed, and I'm so thankful to God just for, you know, putting me in this situation, and I wouldn't have been able to do it without him. And I think a big thing has just been my faith, and always staying even keel, you know, when things aren't going well, and when things are going well, is just to always be grateful and thankful for him. And I think, you know, something I learned about pro hockey is there's just a lot out of your control. And you know, I went from, you know, not even playing in the Rockford game on Friday to starting for the Hawks back-to-back game. So you never know. And it's just good to lean back on my preparation when I need it.
All right, that was Blackhawks rookie goaltender Drew Commesso. I know he's someone that really leans on his faith, so I'm not surprised that he with that response. But he also is one of the goaltenders that really works hard on the mental side. Like physically, you know, like I know in the summers he really works on his technical aspect, but I know he spends a lot of time working on the mental aspect of this game. So no surprise that he was able to park last night's loss against Washington, look ahead to tonight's game against the Nashville Predators, and put together a really solid performance. How about Nick Lardis? He's got points in three straight, found the back of the net for his fourth goal of the season after a beautiful feed from Connor Bedard. Let's hear what Lardis had to say after this victory.
Yeah, it was great. It was a great bounce back game. Obviously a tough one last night. So it was great overall team effort. Obviously Messo was outstanding in that for us, and he was the backbone for us today, and I thought it was, from top to bottom, everyone was playing great.
Just the thoughts on your goal and the pass you got.
Yeah, obviously, Bedsy, great play there. It's pretty easy for me to kind of just walk down Broadway there and just kind of pick my corner. So just try to get off quick and kind of stun the goalie there, and worked out well.
It's been a crazy 48 hours for the team. Just what does this win mean for
the group? Yeah, it's huge. I mean, it's... points right now are huge for us. I mean, the race right now in our division is super tight in our conference, especially against these guys too. I think they're a couple points ahead of us too. So I think that was, like I said, a great bounce back win for us, and just want to keep it going.
All right, that was Blackhawks forward Nick Lardis, who's really starting to feel himself the last three games with points in all three of those games. But finding the back of the net, he gets a lot of praise for his one-timer shot, but boy oh boy, he can absolutely fire the puck with a wrister, and you saw that in the goal in the third period for the Blackhawks to put the Hawks up 2-0. Hawks end up scoring the empty netter 3-0 to seal the deal. All right, let's hear what Blackhawks head coach Jeff Blashill had to say after this victory. I imagine he was much more pleased with this effort compared to last night.
Overall thoughts on the game?
I thought our start was a little slow, but then I thought we got better in the first. I thought we were really good early in the second, lost some momentum with our penalties. We were able to kill it off, but they got some chances, built a little momentum off that. I thought the third kind of ebbed and flowed. Obviously, they pushed hard late. Obviously, Drew Commesso did a really good job in the nets, kept the puck out really strong around the crease. There was a lot of pucks and rebounds kind of laying tight around the crease. I thought he was really strong around the crease.
Connor's impact coming back and kind of looking like he hasn't missed a step, even though he was out for about a month.
Yeah, I think I thought he looked more comfortable tonight than last night, and he's going to look more comfortable next game than tonight. It's just the reality of being out for a long time and kind of getting your groove back a little bit. And he did some good things tonight, but he probably, there were some handles that he normally would handle a little bit different that I think he's just going to keep getting better and better the more he plays.
Just Burt's continued a strong play. Just thoughts on how he's been able to keep it going.
He's just consistent in his effort, consistent in his compete. He battles hard. Everyone on the ice, he wins tons of pucks. It's just when you're consistent in those areas, and he's always around the net. So if you're always around the net, you're going to find ways to score goals. That's the reality of it. So, he's a big piece of what we do here. He's a big piece of our leadership group.
It's been a crazy 48 hours for this team. What do you think this means, this win means to this team?
Yeah, they're listen, it's 2 points. It's a good 2 points. Certainly... We face some adversity, but everybody goes through that at different times. And like we said this morning, there's no excuse, and you got to make sure you go out and do a good job with it. So, you know, I think it's good to get 2 points against a good team.
All right, that was Blackhawks head coach Jeff Blashill speaking about the 3-0 victory over the Nashville Predators. And we talk about how the illness yesterday really ripped through the Blackhawks locker room, but you don't realize the trickle-down effect that it has onto the minor leagues and also the ECHL team. So Dana Gray, my guy over the Rockford IceHogs play-by-play announcer, he tweeted this out earlier today. The Rockford IceHogs have had 6 different goalies on their roster over the last 48 hours. It was Stan Berezinoi and Drew Comesso. They both got recalled by the Blackhawks. Comesso, obviously, yesterday to start the Washington game, and tonight Berezinoi earlier today to back up Comesso because Spencer Knight and Arvid Soderblom were unavailable. But Laurent Brossoit was also part of the rotation with the IceHogs. He got traded to the San Jose Sharks on Thursday. Really unfortunate timing, because I'm sure the Blackhawks could have used him over the weekend. It ended up working out anyway because Drew Comesso put together the performance that he did today. So Brossoit shipped off to San Jose. So the IceHogs recall Mitchell Weeks and Dryden McKay, who signed a PTO to participate for the Rockford IceHogs. And then Owen Flores was recalled from the Indy Fuel as well. So you had Weeks and Flores recalled from Indy. McKay signed on a PTO. So 6 different goalies on the Rockford IceHogs. I mean, that's the kind of life in the AHL. You know, there's so many call-ups up and down that kind of throws some things into wrenches. But boy, credit to the Rockford IceHogs. I can't imagine how difficult that's been. But yeah, it's been just as chaotic here with the Blackhawks and the Rockford IceHogs. And then I also did want to mention, I mentioned Drew Comesso becoming the first Blackhawks goaltender to have his first career win in franchise history also be a shutout. Corey Crawford was the last goaltender for Chicago to do it. His opponent was the Anaheim Ducks, March 5th, 2008. The two other goaltenders before that, Craig Anderson facing the Columbus Blue Jackets on January 22nd, 2004. And then you got to go all the way back to 1940, Paul Goodman, who had a shutout victory against the Detroit Red Wings. So how about that? Drew Comesso, part of some exclusive company for the Blackhawks in the victory that he had with Chicago, it being a 36-save shutout. And then a couple quick-hitting items. I thought Kevin Korchinski was better in this game than he was last night. Feels like he struggled against the Washington Capitals. I think he was a -3. So that was a tough circumstance for him, but he recorded 2 of the first 3 shots on goal for the Blackhawks in this game, picked up an assist, had a +1 rating, also logged 14 minutes of ice time. And so I thought he was more steady in this game for Chicago. And then how about the faceoffs department? The Hawks finished with just a 47% clip in faceoffs, but Jason Dickinson took 24 draws. He won 17 of them for a 71% win percentage. So great to see Jason Dickinson perform the way that he has and helping this Blackhawks team. I know that Connor Bedard didn't take a single faceoff yet again. That it's not going to be part of the plans for him for the foreseeable future, because they don't want to put any additional strain on that right shoulder as he continues to work his way back. And so we'll see when he gets cleared to do so. And then last thing, you know, got to shout out the special teams for the Blackhawks. A perfect 3-for-3 in the game tonight. Drew Comesso was a big reason for that. But they are now 14-for-14 on the penalty kill in their last 6 games. And then you go over to the other side on the power play. The Blackhawks came into this game 8-for-18 in their last 6 games. The Hawks go 1-for-3 on the power play tonight. So they are now 9-for-21 on the power play in their last 7 games, for a 42.9% success rate, which is obviously spectacular. So hopefully Chicago can keep that going. And then last thing, actually, I forgot. One more thing. I think the CHSN broadcast had this up early on in the game, but prior to tonight, the Blackhawks had allowed a first period goal in 11 straight games. The Hawks were being outscored 17-6 over that stretch. So tonight, not only did they get the shutout victory, but it was the first time in 12 games that the Blackhawks didn't allow a goal in the first period. So that's also an encouraging aspect about tonight's very well-rounded win for the Blackhawks. And I have no idea how I'm concentrating right now because the Chicago Bears just scored a late touchdown to go up 31-27 with a minute and 43 left in that football game. So what a crazy night of Chicago sports that's been happening so far, and hopefully the Bears are able to pull that off. Let's dive into a Blackhawks prospect update and check in on our next generation of players sponsored by Flight by Yuengling, the next generation of light beer. How about an update on Roman Kancerov, who missed yesterday's game with an illness? Go figure, right? The illness ripping through the Blackhawks locker room over the weekend. Roman Kancerov also got affected by whatever bug is going around in the KHL, but he ended up returning to the lineup today and picked up 2 assists, had 5 shots on goal, and he also won 10 of 16 faceoffs for a 62.5% win percentage and logged 19.06 of ice time. So Roman Kancerov, really strong game tonight, returning to the lineup. He's now up to 49 points this year, 27 goals, 22 assists in 41 games. The 27 goals leads the KHL, and he has continued to lead the KHL essentially all season long. But how about this? He's on pace for 43 goals. Now, for context, the most goals ever in a KHL season is 49. So he is just 6 off what would be a KHL record, or tying the KHL record, with a 43-goal pace. 49 is the KHL record. And also, for extra context, Kirill Kaprizov, the Minnesota Wild superstar, at 21 years old, he had 30 goals in that league. Well, Roman Kancerov is 21 right now. Kaprizov ended up playing one more year in the KHL at 22, and I think he had 37 goals. So, boy, Kancerov is just having a sensational season in the KHL. Really looking forward to him turning pro and what he's going to provide for this Blackhawks lineup in the future. Time now to get to tonight's next game preview, sponsored by Plumbers 911 Chicago, where they do it right the first time. Blackhawks are back in action on Monday night against the Edmonton Oilers. Back to a 7:30 normal puck drop at the United Center, pregame at 7. The last time the Blackhawks squared off with the Edmonton Oilers, it was November 1st. It ended up resulting in a 3-2 overtime victory for Edmonton. And if you remember that one, because I was in Edmonton for that game, that was the same night as Game 7 of the World Series between the Blue Jays and Dodgers. Crazy atmosphere. But Connor McDavid, going into this game, going into tonight's game, it's a 2-2 score right now as I record this in the second period. He doesn't have a point, but he is currently on a 17-game point streak. If he gets a point in the game tonight, it would extend his point streak to 18 games, which would be a new career high in the NHL. He's had 3 17-game point streaks. The 18 would be his personal best, and he's got 41 points over the current 17-game point streak. So he has just had an unbelievable start to this season, just on like almost an 150-point pace. So beware, Connor McDavid in town. It'll be McDavid versus Bedard. A Connor versus Connor matchup at the UC on Monday.